And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky.
Gooper.
Good evening.
Hey, you got your levels right there, mate.
Nearly.
Hey, well done. You found the award-winning Punky Radio with me, the award-winning Paul B. Edwards.
And me, the award-winning Tony Hearn.
And we're not live from the Punky Bunker this week.
We're not. No, not the same room.
We're live from the Punky Treehouse. We've moved up to the Punky Treehouse. It's much better up here. I have a great view over the forest. It's marvellous.
The
sheriff,
tops of the trees.
The sheriff will never catch us now. And yeah, it's well done, man. The Punky Treehouse looking good.
Finally.
I like it. This was my original plan for how we were going to make this show.
Is it?
Yeah. When we very first started, I went, this is it. This is how it's going to be. It'll work well.
Yeah.
It can be compact.
Yeah.
Sorted. And you won't be able to see what I'm doing on my laptop.
No, that's
the thing. That's the main thing about it. I thought in recent weeks you've been winning a lot of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I thought he's having a sneaky eye. He's having a sneaky eye. He can't. If you put a mirror behind me, I'm fucked. Right. Also, I would like to say right at the top of the show, I don't know how I've made it to here.
No.
I've had a hell of a weekend. It's weird, right? The bank holiday weekend. I don't know what you've been doing. You'll find out later on.
Yeah.
But I reckon I'm one of the only people in the country who has not got pissed this weekend.
Really?
And I'm so knackered. It's unbelievable. I've driven about 1,000 miles in 4 days. Anyway, what I was going to get round to is that I know I said that I'd announce the winners of the second song competition this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it next week.
Okay.
Because we're still getting entries. It's ridiculous. Yeah. This is the most subscribed competition we've had.
About time too.
It's bonkers. No, we have had loads.
That's true.
Absolutely loads. All women.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All
women. That's what we like to see.
Chicks dig the setting sun.
What can you say?
That's what I'm saying there. Well, what I can say is that if you can get through the music on the first half of this show, you're going to love the music in the second half.
All right, okay.
Because we are back on form with proper fucking hardcore punk this week.
Hey.
Well, not hardcore punk, you know what I mean?
Okay.
By our standards, we've had a couple of weeks when there's not been a lot of punk on this punky show.
No, it's been different. It's been
I've
different.
Made up for it this week.
Excellent.
First three songs. This is going to be really funny,
happy.
This show. Yeah, I know. It is going to be weird because the first three are not standard punky fare, but they've all been played on the show before. And they are, I think, absolutely spot on what punky's all about bands. And then in the second half, it just goes ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. What I want to know is first band up, Wolfgang Bang.
Yes.
Now, Wolfgang Bang found us on MySpace without us asking and just sent us a CD without any information or saying they were going to at all. It just arrived.
Yeah.
I got in touch with them to say we got it. They sent us one back saying thank you very much. And since then, all I've had from them is spam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's not them. They've obviously, their site's been hacked.
Okay.
Right. And every once in a while, we get a message from them telling us about how big someone's bird boobs are or something.
Oh,
right. Well, I'm okay. Perfectly capable of finding out for myself, thank you very much. But the thing is that I think they're a really good band, but I don't even know if they're still going. I haven't checked out the profile to even know whether they're checking their own profile or whether they've just left it and it's spamming everyone.
Right.
But anyway.
But they are great.
It's a great album. What Are You Going to Do? It's by Wolfgang Bang. And it came out in 2006. And we've already played Glue Afternoon,
yeah.
Bambi Went to France, and Dirty Feet from this album. We haven't played the title track yet because, you know, we listen to albums when they come.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play the title track. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Wolfgang Bang's website, seeing as I don't know whether their MySpace page even exists.
Okay, wolfgangbang.com. Surely. Gotta be.
Bollocks.
Is it really?
Yeah, excellent. 1-0.
Thank you for that mirror.
Hey.
Lost it!
Hey. Wolfgang Bang. This is the Planet Smashers.
Of course.
I do recommend you try and track down Wolfgang Bang. I mean, we'll put them in our top friends on our MySpace page and go and check out the profile. Or visit the website instead. MySpace, latest comments. MySpace, great way to get in touch with us, Tone.
Excellent
way. Still a great way for me. I know, having done Reading Festival this weekend...
Really?
There is move towards Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
But that's not going to help the industry of punk rock. Facebook is not going to help punk rock. Facebook is not going to help alternative music the way MySpace has done. So I may now re-champion MySpace.
Okay.
As a good way... It's the best way to sort out bands.
That is true.
It is.
Facebook isn't very good for bands.
Facebook is more designed for what MySpace was supposed to be designed for.
Yeah.
But MySpace is more suited for what they've both become. Oh, check me out. Yeah. Anyway. MySpace, latest comments. Great way to get in touch with us. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Up to 2,500 characters. Some of you have nearly managed that this week, I have to say. First up comes from the Ray Gradys.
Ah.
Who we, of course, not only have we played them on the show, they've got their own label, and we've played stuff off their own label on the show as well.
Yeah.
Not happy with that. Early from the Ray Gradys, got this to say. Hey, guys, we decided to give a shot at doing our own radio stroke podcast show. Give it a listen. Hope you guys are doing great. Yeah, thanks, Early. Tell you what, I might start a fucking band. But they are in our comments. I don't think we'll have room to put them in our top friends this week.
Right.
But if you go to our MySpace comments and click on Ray Gradys, you can go and listen to their show. The music's going to be great. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Very busy this week. But I will try and listen to it next week. And if you do get a chance, do. Hey, fucktards.
Hi.
Okay, I'd be well happy if you could officially name my brother as a fucker. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to read this as he spelt it. Okay, it'd be well happy if oo could officially name me brother as a fooker, cos he forgot me age and announced on dat radio that I was 3 years younger than I am. Also, it thought it'd tell oomy joke. There's no apostrophe. A pregnant woman and she gets shot three, that's the number three, times and lives. She had triplets a couple of months. L8ER. Dot. Okay, so 16 years into the future. Woo! So one, the number one, kid comes up and says, moo, guess what? And she's like, what? And the kid says, I pissed out a bullet. And she tells him what happened. Okay, then the second kid comes up and says, mum, guess what? And she's like, ooh, pissed out a bullet. Kid's like, wow, how did you know? So she tells him, and then the third kid comes up and says, mum, guess what? And she's like, ooh, pissed out a bullet.
Wah, wah, ooh, wah.
And Hez, like, no, I wanks. And shot the cat, badum, boomy, char. BTW, that is actule, imposable, but I thought it was funny. Loads of love, crazy gabs. P.S. Beware of the Furbies. Ah ha 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 ha.
It's the way you tell them.
Might be worth thinking about your spelling and grammar if you're going to be leaving a comment on the MySpace page. You might find you a little bit better. Crazy gabs.
Certainly is crazy though.
Well, what makes me laugh is the next comment. Thanks for the ad, mates. I'm a big fan since I discovered you. Keep going on and rocking. Benjamin from Jean Bleu. He's fucking French and he can that's perfect English and grammar from Benjamin from Jean Bleu. Thank you very much, and we are playing you later on in the show. In fact, he might be in a minute. It might be next.
Okay.
Loving Jean Bleu. Crazy Gabs, you are quite clearly English. I'd like to know when you left school.
Disgusting.
I am very glad that Crazy Gabs went to the trouble to tell us that brilliant joke. Unfortunately, I didn't know what on earth she was on about because of her text language. Crazy Gabs, if you'd like to resubmit with spelling mistakes and grammatical errors corrected, I'll be happy to read it out again in future weeks.
And mark it out of 10.
And Benjamin from Jean Bleu, top lad. Do you know what? We're going to the States this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to France next year. They're in Tours. I've been to Tours. Tours. I've been there.
Right.
I stayed in the Hotel Ibis in Tours.
Nice.
With the smallest bedroom / bathroom in the world. And just about the rudest stuff, but I did get my own back.
Right.
Because I forgot to hand my computer-generated super key
in.
And just drove back to England. and then I got a letter from front about a week later. Can we have a clé back? Maintenant sur le pont d'Avignon, merci, merci. And I went, no. Cool. Cooper!
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Here we go again. Gooper. Oh, right. Check.
What?
Right.
Okay.
Gooper. How are you guys doing? You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys like 3 weeks ago and I love it. It's fucking great. Fucking love the music you guys play. I can't stop laughing about Paul's game of Scrabble with the French chick.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers all the way from Singapore. And take care, you smacktards. Afik, a.k.a. Fish Guts. P.S. Don't mind asking, what is a twat means? Well, for a recent listener, it could be a bit weird.
Okay.
But it's just us saying is a twat.
Is it a twat?
You yeah. are a twat. Now, if you don't know the word twat, fair enough, you are from Singapore. It's a twat is a, well, there's some discussion about it. It's a lady place, isn't
yeah.
it, basically? A honeypot, a front bottom.
Yes.
A bearded oyster. A growler.
Yes.
And you shouldn't really call people that, but it's nicer than is a cunt, basically.
It's funny.
So that's what is a twat is, and thank you very much, Fish Guts. And well done for speaking such good English, despite being Singaporean.
Marks out of 10.
Crazy Gabs, pay attention. Gooper! You smacktards are hilarious. Have been listening for about a year now and love Punky so much. Lottie. Right, well, I put a message back on Lottie's page.
Yeah.
Charlotte Wildblood, great name.
Nice.
Right, and said, Lottie, if you've been listening for a year, why haven't you got in touch for now? She sent a message back. Well, I left you your first ever comment on English iTunes, open brackets, Green Day Forever, close brackets, I think. So that kind of makes up for it. Yes, it
yeah,
fucking
it does.
Does.
Yeah, nice one.
Well done, Lottie. Thank you so much. And please do keep getting in touch with us with your excellent English, your great command of the English language. Crazy Gabs, I might have to delete you. Don't mean it. Thank you very much for coming, Crazy Gabs. Please learn to speak. Right, Tone, have you got a twat? Speaking of which.
Twat already?
Podcast oh, no. Surely. Oh, sorry, yes. Oh. I'm getting carried away with myself there.
So,
hold on, Tom, hold on.
Okay, oh,
hold on.
What?
Paul B. Edwards is a twat.
There you go. Okay. Podcast Alley. Thank you all for your comments these past couple of weeks. How have we done in August? I haven't checked. Are we still...
About 50. 47, 48, 49, 50. 50, I think.
That's not too bad then.
It's all right.
But we still need more votes.
But everyone's low in August.
Yeah. August is holiday month.
Why not have a week off voting this week and WF us next week?
It's the 1st September, Saturday. So how about from Saturday onwards, please vote for us on Podcast Alley.
And tell your mates to as well.
Everyone, and when you go back to school, spam us all from your school and vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. What did you just do?
Crack my headphone on the microphone as I turn around to get the... Sorry, I'll talk into the mic. Crack my headphone on the microphone as I turn around to pick up the next track, and it hurt my ear.
Oh. Should have gone for the mic stand. Much better.
Well, this is a classic mic stand.
That's true. Here are the top 5 comments from this week. Thank you all. Kimblerd! I have found the
Kimblerd.
Best... Kimblerd. I found the best place to heckle
emos. I saw millions of them on Sunday.
Really?
Kimblerd.
Oh, I can imagine. I found the best place to heckle emos. It's www.1,000,000lovemessages.com. And I'll check that out, and she's right, it's just like a big site full of love messages and poems written by Kimblerd.
Sounds horrendous.
Kimblerd.
Sounds utterly
it's horrible,
horrendous.
But it Kimblerd. Is. But it is a good place to have a good go at them. So
fair enough.
1,000,000lovemessages.com. That's from Rachel Spanneth, who's actually emailed me as well. I'll read that out later.
Rachel Spanneth. Good name.
Yeah. Cool. Punky is the best.
It is.
And that's from Jackie Vixen.
Well, hey!
So thank you for that.
I've had a couple of other messages from them, but on my other profile, so they don't count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Punky Radio Vote. Excellent show. Certainly covers the genre.
From Do you mean the genre?
Genre. Yeah, sorry. Genre. Genre. Let's call the whole thing off.
No. Let's say it right, Tony.
Okay.
Where'd you
teacher.
Get, where'd you get... Well, I am.
Apparently so.
Where'd you get genre from?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've been watching way too much American.
No, they would say genre.
Do they genre as well? I don't know then. Maybe it's my own head.
You've been hanging around with crazy guts.
Crazy guts.
what's he called? Those fish cuts and crazy
gab.
Crazy gabs. Yeah. Sorry, crazy guts. Yeah. Although she'd rather call that than fish gab.
Oh, this is
I'm
true.
Sure.
And that's some DJ Rilla Smith, the Judge Rilla.
Oh, oh we don't need to go down that road. I'm just someone disgusted. Smith. You said Janea.
Janea.
Yeah.
Genre. Janea. Yeah. Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
I am always looking. Always looking is actually not always looking.
Isn't she?
I've changed the game of Scrabble. Has she had a go? No.
Oh, dear.
She's not always looking.
If they go 7 days now, you can force a win.
I know. I've forced two already.
Get in.
I've forced two already. Uh-huh. Don't let the rest know.
No.
I'm saying, listen, I might not be able to have a go for about a week just after I've had my go to anyone who's winning.
Alistair Forbes has not paid me for a week. I might force a win.
Force a win, because he's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Force a win. God.
Thebes and I were walking out of the grocery store when I looked up and was about an inch from walking into a concrete post. Always looking, I said.
Always looking.
Always looking. And always disabled looking. People stare. That's from Twilight.
From Twilight
and,
come
from
on.
Twilight and Thebes.com.
I tell you what, she's done more for this show than we have.
Yeah. I know.
And I think she's played one of my songs on their show this week.
Oh, she's done yours now, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, yours is just a warm-up for the good stuff.
No. Which one was it? Yours?
I think she's playing It Takes Two to Tango.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
Excellent. Twilightandthebes.com.
Get in. Yeah. Listen to their show as well if you fancy a bit of left-wing nut job politics and, left-wing nut job in the right way, adult content and the odd smack.
Yeah. Always looking for smack.
A good bit of spanking from the chick in the stockings and the punky t-shirt. And Paulie B loved her.
And finally... See, when I was talking about peanut butter and chocolate, I meant Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
This is going back a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. But Nutrageous actually sounds good too.
Nutrageous is Nutrageous.
Okay. Can we get it in Chicago? Can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so. Nutrageous is available throughout the US.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe it's just Floridian. I had a whole king-size Nutrageous from where I was staying in St. Pete. The shop, kind of garagey shop thing, was just around the corner, and I had to go there to get beer,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
And when I took the beer back to the house, in the time it took me to do the 1.25 minute walk, 75 seconds if you will, I scoffed a king size Nutrageous because I didn't want anyone else to have any.
Oh really?
Because it's that good. Yeah, they should be sponsoring us. I'm going to get in touch with Nutrageous. Dear the makers of Nutrageous, please sponsor us. As we love your chocolate bar. We don't have any money. Just send me a fucking box of Nutrageous.
Work with a blur party.
It did work with the blur party.
Those crisps were great.
And what was great about that was we've never had to do anything ever again.
No, just free crisps.
Free crisps.
Brilliant.
One announcement. Captain Sensible forgot all about us and off we go.
Yeah. And finally she says, and guys, every time King Kurt is played, I become a bigger and bigger fan.
Uniting
King Kurt and Canardinans across the lands. That's from Alan.
Thank you, Alan. Make sure you listen to next week's show. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's loads of Nutrageous. Right. No, make sure you listen to next week's show, Alan. I've got a little treat for you. And for once, it's not in my pants.
Okay.
This has been a very long section, hasn't it?
Yes.
My fault entirely. Jean Bleu up next.
Ah, you were right.
Loving Jean Bleu. Loving them. From the album Mammoth Punk. Now, we did. We played a track week for last.
Yeah, week two, last, two weeks ago, yeah.
Two or three weeks ago. Yeah, Poopy we played, yeah. And this week we're playing the one that got me into them in the first place, Le Capitaine Us. I believe that's how you say it. There's an umlaut over the O, which is quite odd.
Yeah.
Le Capitaine Us. So it means the Captain Us.
Okay.
Le Capitaine Us. I'll have to tell you about my mate Bullshit and Le Capitaine after this, because I've got to play a fucking record. What I want to know is, mate, what is Jean Bleu's website?
Ooh, jeanbleu.co.fr.
Not a bad shout, jeanbleu.free.fr. Tony 1, Paulie B, Internet 1, Jean Bleu, Le Capitaine Us.
Je fais du bateau en montant. Bretagne, j'ai dans les yeux la Polonienne. Des jours perdus au fond des dieux, et bien ma race, la gourmandise. Quand t'es tout seul, t'en as bien trop. De ses potences aguicheuses, il glisse comme mon chapeau chaudin. Dans le puits, la mare de Saint-Pierre, on reste perdu en base mobile. J'arrive quand même à renifler. Le papier qu'à l'air, ils sont fins. Les homards de cette galion, toujours sur sa secondale. À boulotter les poissons morts, à vouloir vider mes sacrins.
I can't wait to go and see that band. I am. I might even go to France before the end of this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's close enough.
If they
it?
Get a midweek gig or something, I can just literally.
Yeah, pop a couple of days and drive
just
back.
Nip over. No, I'm not going to drive.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
I'd just fly to Tours.
Well, that's true.
It's the point of driving. It costs more in petrol, it would have fly.
Yeah. I'm just getting into the driving thing.
Mate, if you want to drive to central France, fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
But not for the night.
No.
Don't forget what a pang Southend was.
And you're not far from Luton, are you?
No, I'm really close to Luton. Yeah. Right, what was I going to say?
Talk about Jean... what were you going to talk about?
I was going to mention something.
The Capitaine.
Yeah, my mate Bulgit, when we were at school in French, we had this French teacher, Mr. Parr. He cared nothing for writing. All he wanted us to do was get our accents right.
And it all right.
And it all meant when it came to the O-level exam, we all sailed through the oral... completely did really, really badly in the proper exam because he'd never really bothered teaching us it properly. And all the kids who couldn't speak French all did better than we did.
Right.
We could all actually converse with a pretty good French accent. Can't now, but could then. Like, but we could only talk it. We couldn't write anything down. With the exception of Bulgit. And Bulgit could not... Bulgit Parmar, who went on to get a PhD. Bulgit Parmar, who in fact was a 13-year-old entrepreneur that he was... Right, he got left 500 quid or something by some relative who died. Right?
Okay.
Now, most of us kids, with 500 quid, we'd have put it in a piggy bank or something, or we'd have saved it, or mum and dad would have said, keep it till you're 18. Bulgit invested in Amstrad. This is in 1983. Made an absolute packet.
Jesus.
He was brilliant at that. The only thing he couldn't do was get his head round French, right? And every time we all had to learn... the phrase Le Capitaine,
right.
The captain, Le Capitaine, mon capitaine, right, Le Capitaine, right. And Bulgit kept saying Le Capitaine,
right.
Couldn't disassociate it from Cap Tan. I don't know why, but he kept saying Le Capitaine when it was Le Capitaine. And so Mr. Parr's going, look, Le Capitaine, and Bulgit's going, Le Capitaine, and Mr. Parr's going, Le Capitaine, he's going, Le Capitaine, he's going, Le Capitaine, was it Le Capitaine? Mr. Parr goes, Le Capitaine. 9, 10, Le Capitaine. And Bulgit goes, Le Capitaine. 9, 10, Le Capitaine. What are you talking about? Anyway, Facebook.
Yes.
What I do on Facebook is, and there is a Facebook punky group that we would like all of you on Facebook to join. I know Lottie has joined this week, Charlotte Wildblood on
nice.
Facebook. They please do join the punky group because we want the punky group on there to be like the MySpace page we've got on here, but slightly differently, more comments oriented and yeah. Information oriented. So it is a good place to go to. I do appreciate everyone who adds me as a friend.
Yeah,
that's great, but I would rather you join the punky group and then I'll come and find you on the punky group and add you myself.
And there's discussion groups as well, aren't there? They're quite handy to get going.
Yeah, I would like those to get going, basically. It's just right. I know it just seems to be one social network after another, but...
Yeah.
Wait until either the second half of this show or next week. No, second half of this show when we are going social network crazy. one of those. Anyway, every time someone adds me as a friend, I make up how we've met. as discussed on the show. And I've got another six this week. And we had so many. I've got six this week and four next week.
Okay.
Should have been five and five, but I'm a little bit quirky.
Okay.
And I like even numbers. As some of you will know, my autistic tendencies, I do like even numbers.
Yeah.
Odd numbers, they make me go funny. So, Nigel Alcock, no balls.
Right.
Recognise the name?
Yep.
It's from wonderful Mansfield band, Eight Lives Down.
Eight Lives Down, that's it.
Yeah.
The guitarist.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Nigel added me as a friend, but you know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Nigel and Paul played cricket for Narnia. Paul was uninterested in the fashion of the day, but Nigel was rather obsessed with his wardrobe. I should have put disinterested there. I'm as bad as fish guts.
Yeah.
Gutsy Gabby. Eric Arloff. Now, Eric's been a fan of Punky for quite a while.
Right.
But do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. Eric and I were part of the world-famous Hungarian football team of the 1950s. He played on the right of Ferenc Puskas, and I was left back behind the goal.
Nice.
Thank you. Guy Atkinson is, I think he's more of, not a fan of mine, but I believe Guy has visited my comedy shows.
Right, okay.
In the past. Simply because, when you say this, he has put that we took the delights of pilchard custard in summer 2007.
Right, okay.
Would suggest to me, Guy's a bit of a comedy fan. But how did we meet, Tony?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Guy is my robot slave. I control him with telepathy. And when I think of Jam Roly Poly, I can cajole him into doing just about anything I want. Watching him skip into male-only gyms is fun, fun, fun. Have I ever done one out before?
No.
It just must be going around in my head because of my amazing mental telepathy powers. Jan Bednarz, Tony, is in the Newtown Centres.
All right.
But do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, I'll tell you, it's more interesting than that. We lived something. We lived together.
Okay.
This is how we met. We lived in a hole.
Yeah.
We met randomly. We are both moles. Joe Bicknell, I believe, is a fan of the show.
Right.
But guess how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We dated just one time, but now we aren't speaking. We met randomly. I used to be called Rapunzel. Sorry, I used to be called Rapunzel. See what I've done there?
Nice.
Rapunzel. I had really long hair and I was imprisoned in a tower. Joe arrived on a battery charger to save me, so I let down my golden hair and he climbed up it to save me, pulling most of it out. He then dumped me because he didn't want to go out with a bald twat. He can take away my hair, but he'll never take my freedom!
Nice.
And Joe quoted, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Kevin Bland is a stand-up comic, Tony.
All right.
But I didn't meet him at a club. Guess how
really?
I did meet.
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Kevin and I were both stowaways on the Black Pig. On lazy days in the doldrums, I would converse with Captain Pugwash, and Kevin would take Roger the cabin boy way too seriously. More of my randomness next week. Have you got a twat?
I do have a twat.
We're on it for you.
Thank you all for your
emails. Have I said this is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers,
no.
By the way? It is. Jeff's been in touch.
Has he?
Meeting up.
More
information. More information to come.
Excellent. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week is quite, I think, quite good. The past couple of weeks have been a bit dodgy.
Well, it's about time we had one that was valid.
Well, I'll leave this up to you. It's, you know, I think this is valid.
My
personal
valid,
opinion.
I'll think it's valid.
Okay. It's from Dan McCracken.
With cum.
Not that one, no. I heard about your dry twat, Tony, and I can't refuse an offer to make it nice and juicy.
Oh, that's better.
Aww.
Like him already.
My nomination for Is a Twat is fundamentalist Christianity. Whoa there, whoa. You might say. Are you actually calling an entire religious denomination a twat? My answer is wholeheartedly yes.
So?
Yes.
Fundamentalist Christianity is a twat. We don't need to go any further with this.
Shall I continue anyway?
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Let's justify
but
it
yeah,
to
that's
the,
right.
the non-believers.
He had me there anyway. My reasons. Well, they are numerous as the many grains of sand that litter all the beaches of the world, as aplenty as the stars that so beautifully light up the night sky, but I'll just name a few. One, its view on homosexuality. Now, I'm no dry bummer myself, but my little brother, and by little I'm
I don't think many
me.
Homosexuals are dry bummers, to be honest with you. They're loving and caring people who like
exactly.
matching carpets and curtains.
Yes.
Most of them, I'm sure, lube.
Possibly. I don't know.
I think dry bumming is the reserve of the unhappy husband.
Really?
Yeah.
In Wakefield.
Just anywhere.
Okay.
You really fucked off in married life. Teach the bitch a lesson. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean that, of course.
Okay.
I'm a loving and caring, sensitive soul.
Yes.
With a very dry penis.
There you go.
Look out.
That's why there's a desk between us.
Oh, you'll need more than a desk.
Anyway, my little brother, he just came out of the closet. Now, the natural response from a good parent would be to try to accept him for who he is. But yes. My parents have it in their heads that Jesus will send my brother to hell for it, since apparently homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of God.
It's an abomination.
But then again, wearing clothes made out of two kinds of fabrics is also an abomination, according to the same book of the Bible that outlaws homosexuality.
Yeah.
I guess we're all abominations in the eyes of the fundamentalist God.
And coveting thy neighbour's ox. He looks down on that, doesn't he?
He's got a nice one.
Yeah. God. I love my neighbour's ox.
Nice ox.
I hate his pig. I'm going to hit that pig. I'm going to kick that pig.
And since my parents are so convinced by
this
biblical
bastard
argument, they have decided to remove him from his school, forbid him to tell anyone at his new school about his disease, and make him disassociate himself from his old friends, and he has to attend counselling so they can squash the gayness out of him. Two.
Well, it's a plan.
It's invasion into American politics. I'm not against anyone practicing their own religion, but when it interferes with how you conduct government, I'm extremely against it. This is a valid one.
That's totally valid.
Take the W for example. He has done several morally appalling things in his term under the direct orders of God himself. Among such great deeds include the invasion of Iraq and the failure to support stem cell research. The current conservative
candidates... There's no music underneath you at the moment. I'm just going to make some.
Okay. The current Conservative candidates for president are also all fundamentalists, and apparently half of the 10 candidates do not believe in evolution. Which brings me to my next complaint. Three, it's invasion into American education. This is one of the most ridiculous of them all. In my state, Georgia, there is a county that requires a sticker to be placed in the front of each science textbook. What does it say? That evolution is an unproven theory, and that creationism is just as viable. Now, once again, I'm not against anyone believing that, but for it to be taught in fact in school, ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And finally, I have reached the end of my rant about a particular dogma's invasion of my culture. To conclude, fundamentalist Christianity from the minds of delusional people all across America is a twat. Dan McCracken. And no, I'm not related to Phil. There you go. That's beautiful, man.
Right, should we do them?
Okay, so fundamentalist Christianity from the minds of delusional people all across America
is a twat. Can you do the do-do-do-do-do-do's now? Right. Time for that is the best is a twat we've ever had, by the way. Because it takes great. Keep doing the backings, please. Keep doing the beds, please. It's great. I like this. It's like Manhattan Transfer. Not only has he had a go at fundamentalist Christianity, he's also had a go at the American government and his own parents. And good luck to your brother.
And politics.
And politics in general.
You know, TTI are not here to talk to us about
good
it.
Good luck to your brother. All forms of fundamentalism are wrong. Yeah, you've stopped. Thank you. All forms of fundamentalism are wrong. How come I could do that while you were doing it? But then as soon as you're
doing it. Because when I start talking, I just stop.
Yeah, all right. Concentrate. It's time for the next track. The next track is by Gravmar. See, I didn't do that while you were talking. That's very rude. Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
I am quite rude.
Norwegian punk rock. From the album A Whole New Ball Game, with on the front cover a bloke having his nuts twatted in by a fat chick. I'd like to go that way. We've already played Penalty Fucking with a Cactus or What Old People Deserve. Mensa. We might have played one other as well. But this week, we're going to play track two, which is Holy Fuck. What I want to know is Pony. What I want to know is Tony. Is, you can stop now. Is, thank you. What is Gravmar and the Gravediggers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
Gravmar and the Gaydiggers?
Yeah, that's right. It's on the mind, it's on the mind.
Holy fuck. Forbidden fruit. that's absolutely fair enough, isn't it?
Can't argue with that, really.
Holy fuck. It is a ridiculous album, that. Strongly recommend it. There's only 9 tracks on it. I don't know. 8 tracks. Make sure you check out their page. Anyway, they'll be on our top friends, as will as many of the bands as we can get on our top friends this week. We'll get, as will be discussed. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy?
Not yet.
Well, let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Right. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. The code is
PUNKY1.
It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is it a no-brainer, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
There you go.
There I go indeed. You're going to have to say something.
Okay. Well, again, as mentioned last week, there was a big gig on this weekend at Nottingham Rock City. It's called Gruntfest. Here's a quick list of the bands playing: Raging Speedhorn, Centurion, Drag the Lake, Necrosis, Lord Aeron, Dead on Arrival, Blood Divided, A Fear Will Fall, Mel Gibson, Death at the Horde, This City Dies Tonight, and Final Epitaph. Mel Gibson, to a local lad to Tony Towers. It's this Saturday, September the 1st. It's open at 1 and it's only £10. So get to that for your metal needs. Also, this Saturday, it's Creepers.
Creepers! Jackie Vixen.
Yes.
It's a lad.
It is, isn't it? He's DJing.
Johnny Navarro is going to be there at Creepers this weekend. Sadly, I won't be there, and I'm genuinely gutted about that. I would really, really have liked to have gone. It's at the place I can't remember across
we
the road from Selected
Disc. Yeah.
Basically, if you know where Selected Disc is in Nottingham, it's across the road.
It's opposite. And it's like 9 to 2.
9 to 2. And it is pure psychobilly.
Reading the list of bands that we play, we've played most of them.
Yeah. Well, we've played lots of them.
Yeah.
We played the ones we're allowed to. Yep. Meet yours.
Right.
Well, we played them actually. They got an angry email from them. What are you doing playing our stuff? Oh, sorry about that, Meet yours. That's when we went pod safe after that.
It was, actually, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Bad us.
That's it. That's fine.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to mention at this conjecture. I really can't remember what. So I'm going to play a song instead. Sound like a pretty good idea?
That's a good idea.
I wear a belt. Guess what? I never felt that it would, look this good. I wear a belt. And your heart's gonna melt. When you see how good it looks on me. What you gonna do when I challenge you to a belt wearing jewel? What you gonna say when I win the day? Getting stuff, but that's a
That is the Cordettes and Belt Jewel. And it's not the song we were supposed to be playing.
No.
But the song we were supposed to be playing didn't work. So we actually had to take a pause in the show and go and find one that did.
Yeah.
And it's a real shame because it was by a band called Flaccid, who were the band that became the Kramers, that we've played on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. And it was when they were really young.
Right.
And they were real young punk rock whippersnappers. And there's this great song in it called Scorpio. But unfortunately, I think it decided I was too old to have anything to do with it.
Fair enough.
What a shame. So anyway, instead we played Belt Jewel by the Cordettes, which is yet another track from this Inner City Sumo thing that I got for £2.
It's been a good buy, that.
Really has. What I want to know is, because obviously we played it last minute, we haven't even got information about the Cordettes. What is Inner City Sumo's website?
Innercitysumo.co.uk.
You're getting good at this. What's that now? That's Tony 3, probably being Internet 1.
That sounds about right.
I think we can safely say you've got it in the bag this week.
Wicked. Oh, yeah, of course.
What have you been doing since I last saw you? Did you go away for the weekend?
I went to London for the weekend.
Sorry, this is Mustang Lightning.
Yeah.
Last week,
loads of work until about Friday. Actually working for a living for once. And this weekend went to London to see the beautiful Stephanie.
Bloody London.
Bloody London.
Bloody London.
It was lovely.
Where the streets glisten with the gob of the mad, by the way.
That's right. I just had a good walk around London and chilled up a couple of days. It was really nice. Spent some time in the parks and sunbathing with my shorts on.
God.
Yeah. Then came back here late last night.
I came back here late last night.
I got back about 11:30. What time did you get back in?
You didn't.
Pardon?
Because I got a text from you from about 11 saying I'm going to bed.
No, it was about 11:30.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have. Yeah, right. Must have just come. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Maybe my phone's some kind of time machine.
Maybe. I think it's about 7:30.
I have got a new battery in it. No, it's 11:30. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
What track am I playing off the next CD, by the way?
Track 2.
Track 2. Well, I'm not doing it like that, am I? I've been very busy. I'll tell you about my comedy workshop after the next song I did last week and this other thing that is bonkers. But I was in Bristol Friday, Saturday night at Jester's Comedy Club, and my agent had said that I was the compere, the MC, the bloke hosting the show, right? She also said to a comic called John Mann, who is also on her books, that... Yeah. He was the compere, the MC, the host of the show, if you will.
Right, okay.
Now, you get £10 more to MC than do a set. Right. Right. And John, I think, is VAT registered, right?
Right.
So we get down there, and me and John are there, and I'll get there after John, and I said, John said, and Craig, the bloke running it, says to John, right, we'd better start in a minute. I said, what are you saying it to John for? I'm MCing. He goes, no, John's MCing. I said, no, Joss, who books the club as well, said I was emceeing. And John said, I spoke to her 10:30 this morning. She said that I was emceeing. And I said, well, look, normally when I come down here, I emcee because I do it a lot. Some of the audience might know me. It's better if I compare and knock about than do my act because a lot of them would have seen my act. And he said, I'm exactly the same. I'm going, look, all right, whatever. I said, Craig, if I do a set, when am I going on? He said, you'll be going on first. I went, fuck the £10. I can be in the car at 10 o'clock. Brilliant. John had said, anyway, I have to MC. I went, why? He said, because I have a printed invoice.
Oh, right, okay.
And he said, I've gotten a lot of trouble. I've gotten a lot of trouble to print up this invoice. I can't do another one. I went, all right, John. Fair enough. You MC. I'll do a set. I'll go on first. And John went, oh, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. I could go on first if you wanted to. I went, no, John, I can't. He said, why not? I said, you've got a printed invoice. I can't mess about with that. That printed invoice, that is your Jason Frontier joker. That is saying, I'm comparing. Here's the bit of paper to prove it. I said, you can't have it both ways, John. I'll let the £10 go. I'll be home at midnight. And I was. great gig. Really, really good fun. On the Saturday in the day, I mainly recovered from the workshop on the Thursday that had been quite draining.
Right.
More of that later. And the gig, and the drive. And I had to come back, so I had loads of stuff to do for this, as much as anything else.
Yeah.
And I had to try and learn a song. I had to try and learn a new song for Reading Festival on the Sunday.
Yeah.
That I wanted to try out on the Saturday night to check it was funny.
Okay.
So I went back to Bristol on the Saturday night, where I am emceeing because John's gone on holiday and nobody's got a printed invoice within 100 miles of the gig.
Oh dear.
Brilliant. It was great. Yeah, because I got the extra 10 quid. I was expecting to MC for the weekend anyway. Mm. I prefer to MC. However, and this is interesting to me more than you, I would think, but there was an 18th birthday in there. Now, not so unusual, you'd think, but a very unusual place for an 18th birthday to go, a comedy club.
Yeah.
Most of them had never been to comedy before. They'd all been drinking cider in the park since 3 o'clock.
Nice.
And they were on the front table.
Oh, dear.
It didn't help, because they'd been mouthing off. As soon as I walked on stage to MC, they were, one or two of them were playing up, shouting, being kids, basically.
Yeah.
I was going, look, you can't, look, just look, you see how the rest of the audience aren't doing that? That is a clue. No one's paid to see you, mate. Shut up, right?
Yeah.
And there's this little Chaviet in you. Yeah, but no, rah, rah, rah. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, Christ, like, shut up, man. And then I said, anyway, what are you doing here? And someone said, pointed to the girl in front of him, who I thought was his girlfriend, and said, it's her 18th. And I said, what? Cock. Right, at which point they all started going, rah, 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 like South Park angry people. Rah, rah, rah. And I opened my legs and said, are you looking forward to your 19th? Which was completely out of order. And with hindsight, I wouldn't have said it. But it did mean that they were trouble for the rest of the night. And they were anyway, but I didn't help things. Anyway, the gig still went fine. Everyone else in the room had a great time. Went home that night. God, that happened quickly. I might tell you about Reading after the next song, because I am aware that we talked for too long. Well, I talked too long during the first bit.
Okay.
I'm going to get on with the next song, Tony. Now, I believe you've got a bit more information about this band than I have.
Yeah, it's me.
Right.
I recorded a solo album in January. Wrote and recorded in the same month. Tried to do a bit of a project. And this is my song called Bring Me Round, off my solo album called Situation. Do you want me to tell them the website?
Well, shouldn't you be asking me?
Oh, that's a good point. Oh,
of course.
Okay, what is Tony Hearn's MySpace account?
www.myspace.com/wankpot.
No! It's myspace.com/Tony Hearn, and well, you should know.
Oh.
So I thought you would have got that.
It's Tony Hearn 4, Paulie B in the Internet 1, and this is...
Bring Me Round.
Oh, hey, that's all right, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Very, very good song. And how can people find out more about you again?
MySpace.com/Tony Hearn.
Or Crime Watch.
That's right. Have you seen this man?
Hanging about outside schoolyards with a big coat on.
Keep him peeled.
What
was that one from? That TV
No,
one?
I just don't like keep him peeled. It's just like, always roll back your foreskin. You never know when you might need an exposed helmet. This is the Dead 60s. I've got that in. Oh, I said get that in. I'm keeping that in. Oh, I said keeping that in. Oh, what am I like? Anyway, so yeah. Going back to... Right, same. I wanted to try out the song on the Saturday night, and I did, and I just about remembered it. I could do it on the show next week.
Yeah, live?
Yeah.
Cool.
We can plug straight in here, can't we? Can we?
Should be able to.
Should be able to.
Got a few spare ports.
Yeah, I might do it on the show live next week.
Okay.
I think you'll find it quite funny.
All right then.
All right, yeah. Anyway, it's only short.
Okay.
Did the song, it worked, right? Great, it was all right. It wasn't the best song I've ever done, but it went down all right.
Okay.
And again, I hadn't really learned it properly, and you don't, particularly with stand-up comedy songs, you've got to really be confident about them so you can get the timing right. If you're thinking about anything at all, it's not funny, basically.
Okay.
So I managed to get it about right. Thought, yeah, I'm brave enough to try this at Reading. So I wanted to do Goths on Holiday at Reading as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Got back on Saturday night, spent 2 hours learning Goths on Holiday, and then in the car all the way to Reading on Sunday afternoon in massive traffic, just listened to Goths on Holiday again and 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 again. Went on stage at Reading at 3:20, handily, just after a Canadian musical act. Oh, here it goes. 10 full. Simon Amstel was on first. The track from the Buzzcocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going on doing his bit, everybody loving him for no apparent reason. Like, thousands. The tent's full for him, just over 2,000 for him. And 4 deep around the outside.
Yeah.
Then a guy called Hal Cruttendon went on, who's a really good comic. He did well. Mm-hmm. Then this guy called Terry something, whose surname I can't remember, but very good Canadian musical act one, did well. Jeff Norcott, the MC, very good lad, went on between that musical act and me and did quite a bit, so that it wouldn't be music straight after music, sort of thing. Put me on, the tent was full. Fucking brilliant. Nearly 2,000 people in there.
Yeah.
Went on, had a great gig, had a really good time. Did my new song, forgot to do Goths on Holiday.
Oh no.
One of the reasons there's so many bags under my eyes is Goths on Holiday, because I'd stayed up all night learning it.
Yeah.
I forgot to do it. Did the gig at Reading, sold a bucket load of CDs afterwards, thanks to everyone who came down to the side and bought one.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll like them, etc. But I couldn't stay at Reading to watch anything. I watched a bit of Billy Talent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll be firm on record, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I thought they were right. We played Billy Talent before on here.
A while ago, yeah.
We played one track by and I did like it, but I didn't enjoy them that much live. It looked like Reading had been really good, though, after the rain on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weather was lovely, and it looked like everyone was having a really good time. There was a good atmosphere there.
Good. I see you still wearing your
I've still got badge. My passport. Well, I've only got one shirt with me.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'm worried that there'll be a big sticky patch under it, so I'm leaving my pass on.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Reading Alternative Stage. That's going to be part of the competition.
Oh,
well, I'm going to do. I'm not that anyone's going to really care, but the people that win the Setting Sun thing are going to get my pass and my car pass as well.
Oh, nice.
Just if you remotely enjoy, they might not want it, but what I'll do, I'll say to the winners, if you want some extra bits and bobs, I'll bung some extra, because there's badges and stickers and all sorts. So,
right, okay.
And I was going to bung this in with it. Oh, I thought that'd be quite nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm going to have, yeah. I don't need it. And it'll probably go on eBay for 30 pence.
Probably.
8.30 with postage if you buy something off us.
That's right. That's the way we fly.
It's very heavy. After Reading, I had to drive home again to get all the stuff for Punky, to then drive up to Sutton Coalfield to do a gig at a Warmley Cricket Club.
Oh, right.
You know, I think 2019-year-olds at Reading Festival is the ideal preparation for 70 adults over the age of 60 at a cricket club. Tough gig.
Right.
Tough gig. Basically, all the cover version songs that I do, they didn't know the songs.
Ah.
So I had to resort to some jokes and that.
Okay.
And it went all right, actually. They were really nice. And I said to them, look, you don't know half the stuff I'm doing, so I'm going to try and do some stuff you will like that's not my act, but you're going to think it's funny. I had a bit of a laugh with them. There was an Irish bloke there. I said, if he leaves, follow him. And he said, you'll do well to follow me, like. Right, because he was, like, Welsh Ghanaian.
Nice.
And was a really good laugh. And I went, fair enough, I do miss the gentleman terrorists. They used to ring you, give you a clue.
That's true.
These fundamental types.
You never know, do you?
Walk on, Ali Akbar, kaboom. I've done that like they pull a string.
Like a talking doll, pull the string at the back.
If this is, that is one thing. Again, sometimes I wish this was a vidcast.
I don't.
A webcast, okay. Right? Because at the gig on the Friday night, on the Saturday night with the 18th birthday party, there was a girl pissed out of her head there on the 18th birthday party, and her boyfriend had his arm around her, but he was kind of stroking the back of her head. And as I looked round, just as he stroked the back of her head, she looked at something on one side of the room and something on the other side of the room. So I just went, like that. Right? And she just looked like Adventure Action Man's girlfriend. Right? Yeah. And I said, I said, mate, well, have you got a string in the back of her head? And everyone looked around and went, what? I said, do what you just did. And the audience looked around at this girl and she went, all right, with her eyes like that, with his hands still there. And everyone just fucking pissed themselves out. It is, it's adventure action, girlfriend. I was trying to have fun with them, yep. Even though they didn't understand me.
They didn't understand me.
They seem to Pokemon and Power Rangers for that kind
and
of
all that sort of all thing. That stuff. Yeah. They're probably into Second Life, Tony.
Possibly.
So are we.
Oh, seamless.
Check me out.
Oh, nice.
Loving that. Social networking has gone mad, of course.
Yes.
And we've been getting stuck into MySpace, but a little bit late. And we got stuck into Facebook sooner, but still a little bit late. Second Life has approached us. Now, I'm so happy about this. I was reading about Second Life the other week. And then I saw an article on it on the news.
Yeah.
About how there's millions of people across the world. They're having this virtual
thing. Life.
Life.
Yeah.
It's very odd. I don't really understand it. But a guy called Dead Boy from Sherwood Forest.
Okay, yeah.
Gets in touch. Gooper. Right. Sorry, I was about to read out this thing. I'll just explain. He got in touch and said, look, we've set up this thing on Second Life.
Yeah.
We'd like to broadcast Punky within it. Right. I'm just going to read out what he did and then what I've written afterwards. Gooper, it's time to say hello to the misfits at the social scene listening into Punky. The social scene is the number one punk venue in Second Life, in a total anarchy in the sim kind of way. It has its own group of supporters called the Social Misfits, or Socialites if you prefer, which anyone can join for free. The social scene is alive and friendly and welcomes everyone to their streamed punk music and live band events. Next time you're in Second Life, go check out the social. If you've got any questions, then ask for Crazy Trainer Vic. Or if you're desperate, then Dead Boy Burns will have to do. Mention you heard about the social on Punky first, and you'll get a free rummage in the dumpster for a quality-free gift. Right.
Right.
If anybody can fill me in on what's going on here, I would very much appreciate it. But from what I can gather, Second Life is a virtual world where you can be whatever you want, right down to apparently being a German rapist or something like that. Did you see about that?
No.
There's already been a rape case brought in Germany for virtual rape, for someone's virtual avatar getting a bit feisty.
With another virtual avatar.
Raping someone else's virtual avatar and causing psychological damage. Now, Punky is not advocating virtual rape or any other.
No.
But I can't believe that this has already happened. I can see the base behind it because by the sounds of things, people getting into Second Life, they really are getting, they're making it their first life, really.
Yeah.
And they're just getting completely involved in it. And I suppose if you're completely involved in your character and someone comes up behind it and fucks it, you're going to be pretty fucked off, aren't you? I can understand. But please, if you are thinking of going on Second Life, don't use it for that. Now, I just want to read this bit out, right? The long and the short of it is that as of this week, Punky is being broadcast within Second Life, which means, I think, that we will now gain virtual and imaginary listeners. Unlike Total Talk Nonsense, who have virtually no listeners, and the ones they do have, I suspect, are imaginary. More on Second Life when I get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Okay.
It looks like a brilliant thing. And I'm really pleased that there are yet more randoms that can now listen to our show. And I really hope they do. But I want to make Second Life a feature. I don't think it's something I'm going to be going on anytime soon.
No.
I just haven't got the time. But if any of our listeners are already on Second Life, please do get in touch and say about
it. Someone's got to be somewhere, aren't
they? Someone will be, I'm sure. Lord Raylock.
He's
the German rapist.
He's the only way out the country.
He's the German rapist.
He can pretend he's not in Australia anymore.
We've told Lord Raylock he can be a German rapist. Oh, watch the emails flood in. Lord Raylock Bumby last night. I was quietly going to the social scene in Second Life to see some of my social misfits and socialites, and Lord Raylock came up behind me and stuck his cock on my bum. Tell him to stop it. But yeah, I would like people to get in touch. If you're on Second Life, I'd like to know more about it. And we are talking to the people that are setting up. But it's a virtual punk rock club.
Yeah.
So I'm really pleased we're involved in it, even though I don't know much about it. And I do want to find out more. We are going to find out more. And Dead Boy himself is going to provide us with information on a sort of fortnightly basis.
Excellent.
That might be in the way of audio, or it might just be
something to read out.
Some text he's going to... Anyway, cool. I'd better get on with the last one. What we'll do on next week's show, Tony, we'll go through every single way you can listen to this show and thank them, because it's about time we did. We've missed out loads of them.
Yes.
Anyway, I've been talking way too long. Time for the last song. And just when you didn't think you'd had enough of me for 1 week, we're playing me.
Yay!
Because I sold a load of CDs at the weekend, I thought I must be quite good after all. So I thought, yeah, fuck it. I'll play one. I haven't played this one before. I can't remember what track it is. I think it's track 9, I think. Hang on. Now, this song is about my childhood.
Okay.
And it's a true story. You may recognise the riff at the start of the song. You may recognise the tune at the end of the song.
Yeah.
The rest of the song will be unrecognisable to you, as it is to the most of the people I perform it in front of. I didn't do this song at Reading next year, but if I get booked, I will do it next year, because I haven't done it for a while. I had to stop doing it because my hair changed colour.
Right.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is my MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Paul B underscore Edwards.
It is. Tony 5, Paulie B in the internet 1. Right. And just as one last thing, I saw a comic called James Cook at the cricket club that I did. He was on first. He came out with this great line. He said, my wife and I are having a baby. She's 6 months pregnant and we're deciding on names. And I don't know what his Christian name is going to be yet, but his middle name is going to be underscore. Because I figured one day he's going to need Hotmail. Being at school at Sweden isn't all it's cracked up to be. My mum and dad said, pack your bags, we're moving to Sweden. They said a Swedish education's what you are needing. I felt so excited when I moved to Stockholm, but on my first day at school, I felt so alone. You know, my first day at school, I felt so alone. The Swedish kid said, hey there, Mr. Brownhair, we go to punch you in the playground. We go to punch you, because we don't like you, Mr. Brownhair, from over the ocean. But when we punch you, we go to punch you with the mittens, because we don't want to touch dirty poo hair with our beautiful blonde Swedish skin. And just because we speak your language doesn't mean we have to like you. Being a school in Sweden isn't all it's cracked up to be. My mum and dad said, laugh it off and then you will fit in. I laughed at school the next day and they gave me a kicking. They said they didn't like me cause I was from abroad. You should have seen what they wrote upon the blackboard. You should have seen what they wrote upon the blackboard. The Swedish kids wrote, hey there, Mr. Brownhair, we go to punch you in the playground. After we punch you, we go to kick you, Mr. Brownhair, from over the ocean. Because we hate you. We hate you more than the Norwegians. They're our conventional foes and are slightly superior to us at skiing. We hate you so much, we go to take you up to the northern provinces where we bury the 3-month-old Ostrobothnian arsefish. You're a fucking bastard, Mr. Brownhair. Being a school in Sweden isn't all it's cracked up to be. The Swedish kids said, scoop-a-doop-a-doo, scoop-a-doop-a-doo, ba-doo, scoop-a-doop-a-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo, scoop-a-doop-a-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo, scoop-a-doop. Being a school in Sweden isn't all it's cracked up to be. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a lovely tale?
Beautiful.
A lovely little song by me. I completely forgot to... look, I'm going to do this now.
Okay.
Right. We nearly played the next one, didn't we?
Yeah, nearly.
That's better. Yeah, I completely forgot to tell you about... oh, by the way, if you would like to buy my CD, it is still available. If you're in the UK, £7, including postage. If you're outside the UK, just send me an email and we'll sort it out. If you're in the States or Canada, for example, just send me a $20 bill through the post.
Yeah.
I'm saving up for Canada. I've got $40. Thank you, girls. But yeah, if you would like one and you're in the States, just send me a $20. Or I'll bring some over when I go to Chicago as well.
Yeah.
So well, I imagine you'll take some merch, will you?
Probably.
Oh, you won't have any, will you?
Might do.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I'm going to take some merchandise. I forgot to tell you about most people when they said... Now, I had some guests for Reading that I didn't know about. A comic called John Maloney, who is brilliant,
right,
was on just after me, and he saw me, you know, pre-show. He went, I'd like to thank you, but you don't know why. I said, you're right, I don't know why. Why do you want to thank me, John? He said, because my guest, I could only get one pass, but I could get two passes from you, and right, you didn't need any. So basically, I've got three guests here. One of which is Baroness Morgan. She's in the House of fucking Lords.
All right.
Right, he said, and he introduced her. He said, this is Baroness Morgan. You should really bow. I said, Baroness Morgan, did you get a free pass off me? She went, yeah. So you can fucking bow to me then. And she did. Completely forgot about that. Baroness, and she's got a lovely daughter, Baroness Morgan. And I said to Baroness Morgan's daughter, whose name escapes me, I'm so sorry. I said that I would mention her when I did my Reading bit, 45 minutes through the show, but it's dragged on. I haven't done it until the end. Had a very interesting discussion about constitutional reform with Baroness Morgan.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's right. She's more or less in favour of elected peers,
more
herself
or less
being one. I said there was a shout for hereditary peers. Old duffers running the country over the last 1,000 years haven't done us any real harm. She pointed out that, yes, Paul, but they are old duffers. I went, yeah, fair enough. So I'm with Baroness Morgan. I'm loving the peers. And anyone who says that the classless society doesn't work should bear in mind that, yeah, it does work because it works at the Reading Festival. There's 2,000 people out there, right, having a great time watching me. And there's Baroness Morgan back there thanking me for the pass. Fair enough. Yeah. Don't bother voting for us this week. Vote next week. Vote Baroness Morgan instead. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu. She's got a title and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.